got mud on my shoes. I ain't gon' lie, I got real, real big plans. I ain't gon' lie, I got a whole lot to prove. I ain't gon' lie, I got blood on my shoes.
Protéger les gens qu'on aime, les fêtes vont être différentes cette année. On évite les rassemblements et on fête chacun chez soi. Je sais pas pour toi, mais moi, avec mon temps libre, je pense me lancer en musique.
François Bellefeuille chante le temps des fêtes avec son masque.
Pour de rencontres familiales, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. On sera en visioconférence, fa-la-la-la-la.
Tu vois, il y a quelqu'un qui pue de la bouche en studio?
Ben non, je nous ferai pas ça. On garde la morale.
Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Grand Rising, my people, it's DJ Bobby Payne. You're gonna start the morning just like this. Let go.
Thanking God for all my setbacks, 'cause he the reason I'm able to get back. This feel like my Sunday morning jetpack. Feel like I sent the prayers up and got blessed back. Whoa. Yeah. Feel like I sent the prayers up and got blessed back. This feel like my Sunday morning jetpack. Yeah. This the feeling, know that I've been missing some days. This feel like I'm headed to paradise one way. This feel like the family dinners that we used to have on Sunday, with grandma in the kitchen making rum cake, or the spread she used to do for Thanksgiving, man. This feel like the first time I heard Killer Cam. Pink Tims in the land, mixing it with Dilla and headphones to the ceiling fan. Bucket hat like Gilligan. Lately I've been talking to ghosts. Didn't learn faith in school, but that's what I'm testing the most. You know I still rep you when you're gone, though. I got a picture of us on the front lawn with me, grandma, and mom. That night I went off to prom, wishing you could see the lights, all Dijon and Parmesan. Funny thing about it, you always act like you knew. You told me I would feel it, what happened before it do. And you taught me I'm a product of everything I go through. And you and grandma went broke so we would never get bruised. You the reason that I ever touched my first Franklin. Fast forward, I'm in Kanye crib with Kirk Franklin. It reminded me of how we used to dress up as a family and go to Sunday service and be in church singing. Ain't been to church in a while, but it ain't just about how you praise him in the building. It's about how you praising him while you out. You taught me to remember that when I get set back. Been through the worst times to get the best back. Wishing for a time machine to jet back to my all-time low self. Time low self. Time low
self. The universe was for me to win. I'm happier than I've ever been, yeah. Feeling this could should be a sin, yeah. The universe was for me to win, yeah. The universe just gave me a lick. 10 down an angel so fine and so thick, yeah. Feeling this could should be a sin, yeah. The universe was for me to win.
This is DJ
Bobby. Angel, I woke up smiling this morning, feeling so grateful. I'm tripping in 40 points, mama, I made it. I had a dream about this feeling and I claimed it. Yeah, I embraced it. I'm so blessed and I probably don't deserve all this. And I know that, yeah, I know that I'm a mess, but you see more than the surface. Girl, you're more than beautiful, you're perfect. Oh, oh. Heaven only knows, oh, oh, oh. More than what I want, you're what I need. Gotta give it up, oh, 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 oh. You're more than what I dream, yeah. The universe was for me to win. I'm happier than I've ever been, yeah. Feeling this could should be a sin, yeah. The universe was for me to win, yeah.
Took my heart away from money. I ain't interested in fame. And I pray that never change. Ambition is priceless. It's something that's in your veins. And I put that on my name.
Killing it on the ones and twos.
Only hope I had was
DJ Bobby Payne.
Was on my grind cause times was harder than the cellar float. My mama told me never steal and never tell them folks. I grew up looking up the niggas that was selling coke.
Yeah!
Oh, I was raised by the stop sign. No religion, I was getting saved by the Glock 9. By the minute, I was getting paid like the hotline. Serving rolling, fiends was calling. We was .com, well connected, well respected and well protected. And get accepted, was rejected, now they regret it. And get my message, was a signal when I was texting. The niggas I was calling was fraud and I learned my lesson. Now I move with aggression, use my mind as a weapon. Cause chances are never given, they took them like interceptions. So throw that pass, I'll be the cornerback. Me and Falar and MMG gon' bring that Warner back.
My ambition. Easy to dream a dream, though it's harder to live it.
a dream, though it's harder to live. They gon' love me for my image.
I can see you coming. Nobody say you own them. Girl, you handle all that pressure and turn it into diamonds. Yeah, see you, baby, see you shining. I swear that you been going. I can see you glowing. Got it down the ground. Can't nobody say you own them. Girl, you handle all that pressure and turn it into diamonds. That you got from these snakes. Never bitter with it, you just learn from your mistakes. Okay, girl, you always working. See you on your grind. Still be making time to be your chef, stay so fine. Got your own coin, all that stunting talk ignoring. Coming in a lick, good sense. So she hit you with the next and the left on some grown shit. She don't need no man, she got her own shit. Yeah, she own shit. She ain't playing with you boys. Said that if she crying, that better be for joy. Type of confidence make her weak. Take a real one, see that that's a good look. Type you build with, wanna chill with, have some kids with, on some real shit. You been glowing, yeah. I can see you glowing. Got it on the wrong, can't nobody say you owe them. Girl, you handled all that pressure and turn it into diamonds. Yeah, see you, baby, see you shining. I swear that you been glowing.
That's right. Now get ready to be entertained, enlightened, and empowered with the Empower Hour.
Hey, DJ Bobby Payne on the ones and twos. Blessed, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM on our new slot every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower. My name is Miss Trish. And this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Gina and Farrell.
Guten Morgen.
Blessed Melanated Rising, everybody.
Hello, hello. Now, before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our Chief Enlightening Officer in order to bless the show and our kings and queens that are listening. Farrell, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and to the ancestors for being present. I feel the ancestors are with us this morning, as every other day. I just ask that today's show, let it be guided, let it be extremely educational, entertaining, and empowering for our listeners. And just keep us all safe, keep us all in peace, and keep us all in love. Hotep, amen, ashe.
Ashe, ashe. So Thursday, the one Thursday before Christmas Eve. How is everybody feeling?
What Christmas Eve?
But it is technically Christmas Eve next Thursday, right? So the question is, how you feeling? It is. You can't eliminate the date just because things are not happening.
I believe meh is.
You believe meh. Meh. Okay, so let's talk about Gina's Monday to Thursday, or Wednesday if you want to say that. How was it?
So, remember how last week we talked about doing a dance party for my goals?
Dance party.
Yes, we did.
I did one. Okay.
Who did that include? Can you tell us who the dance party included, please?
Oh, it was just me. Hello, I'm in a single dwelling home, people.
Oh, so you did it by yourself? That's the most empowering thing in the world.
Hello, I felt empowered. Because right. Not only that, but I got to couple it up. All the time when I talk.
So the music just comes in when Gina talks.
But you guys realize how weird it is without music, though, no?
No, it's it's a nice back and forth.
Anyways. No, so my dance party was coupled with cleaning. Because remember how said to you, like, when things aren't feeling too well, like, there's mess. And so I did, like, a deep clean. And it was a 90s R&B
day
for me.
I
was jamming. I was cleaning. By the end of the day on Sunday, my house smelled like bleach with goodness.
Okay. Bleach with goodness.
Yeah, because I go to Bath and Body Works a lot. So I have, like, plug-ins, candles going. And I was like, yo, it's a vibe in here. Okay.
It's a vibe. Okay, I like that.
That was my Sunday.
Nice.
And for work, I'm part of, like, the D&I committee.
Okay.
Especially because I do recruitment, so I'm part of HR as well.
Right.
And I came across Black Boys Who Code.
What is that about? Talk to us about it.
So that's... As it says, Trisha says, Black Boys Who Code.
Talk to us more about it. But people won't get, you listen, it's 7:09 a.m. Okay. A lot of people are not awake. So Black Boys Who Code, what? Websites?
Yes, coding, actual programming.
All right.
So it's ages, I want to say 10 to 17. It might be 8 to 17. I have to go back and check. But whatever it is that it's a program that they have, or an organization that they have here in Montreal, but also in Toronto and Atlanta. Like, okay. So they have a couple of different places, and they have workshops for boys to teach them how to code
from young.
And then they can go into school from there with already something there. So I really thought that was pretty cool. So I wanted to mention them on the show.
Hey.
So if anyone out there has a child, a black child, who's interested in coding, he'll be able to get workshops from people that look like him.
I love it.
And so blackboyswhocodes.ca.
Nice. I like that. P, what's going on in your world, brother?
I'm hurting all kinds. I don't know.
Hurting all kinds.
I feel like I pulled a muscle in my shoulder. Okay. I don't know why, because I barely move fast.
Okay.
I don't.
That could be the problem.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
Maybe actually.
To our listeners, if you move slow.
Let me try to correlate, because I did start. No, I shouldn't say start, because I used to do it before, but it's like my daughter in Zynga has me doing exercise in the morning again.
Go in Zynga. Hey.
It's hurting. Not really. I don't know. That's what's happening on this side. And actually, something cool this past week. Or I guess it was last weekend. Do you guys know the game a lot of these children are playing, Among Us? You guys seen that game yet? Among Us?
No, I have no idea what that is.
All right. Oh, yeah, you guys ain't got no
I'm
children.
Childless.
Yeah, we're childless.
So, all right, a lot of these youths, so parents out there, I don't know why you guys give each other high fives, but I guess everybody else out there who knows the game Among Us, okay, it's just a game that the children play online. Where it's pretty much like you do missions. Let's say there's six of you guys in a room that's doing a mission, but one of you guys become an imposter, right? So out of the six, one of them is killing everybody.
That's Prey and Predator. See that? We just play that stuff in the park.
I
outside.
Know.
Okay.
It's
so
see?
Sad. It's gone.
So they have
digital.
New names for these.
No, but
things.
That's my point.
It's all digital.
So okay. Let me tell you guys.
I didn't do that.
So I'm hearing all kind of rumpling in my house, and I'm trying to figure out what are these youths doing.
Right.
They're playing Among Us, but real life.
Love your kids. They're super creative. That's like, what you got to do.
Yeah, I kind of lied that one. I was like, oh, okay. All right, cool one. How are you guys doing? Yeah. Your heads are not in the phones, and you guys are actually running around the house and trying to, duck under beds for warp zones, all kinds of different things. That's fun.
That's cool. For being innovative. That's good. That's good. What else in your world, P? Anything else?
Yo, well, I'm super excited. Tonight, I'm sure I'm going to be seeing all you guys.
Yeah.
It is the OFC end of year event.
Hey.
Yo, it's going to be online tonight, 6 p.m. We open up. We got DJ Ziplocks. He's going to be mixing up on the ones and twos. We got performances. We got MCD Solo, Sam I Am, West Can is going to be blessing everybody. We're going to have an amazing panel of different business people talking about different business things. But it's also just an opportunity to socialize as well. You know, like we're going to have a lot of these games like Ziplocks. I don't know if you guys know Ziplocks used to host this thing. Well, he still does it. Lynx. Where it's like basically it's networking, right? But it's just with what's happening now. Obviously, you can't network like how you used to. So he's bringing that Lynx vibe to the OFC end of year event. So we're really, really excited. So we're going to have just an opportunity for the network to be able to meet. You know, like we're over, 15,000 members.
Beautiful.
Now, what we said, basically, the Zoom could only hold 100 people. So first come, first serve. Definitely hit us up on all our pages. You want to register in advance. Once you register, you get the link for the Zoom event. And so I'm super excited. You sound excited.
That's great.
Yeah, that could be contributing to my chest pains. I don't know. Maybe I have anxiety.
Farrell, don't stand here telling me you're having chest pains.
Chest pains. I don't know. I thought it was a heart attack, but I don't think my heart's on that.
Angina. No. It could be angina or stress.
I thought you said something else. I was like,
no. Man, look up your medical terms. Anyways, we're going to transition into my week because you are not allowed to speak right now. So anyways, does anybody know about the 9-minute film on Netflix called Canvas?
Negative.
No.
Guys, it's melanated characters. What are you guys waiting for? You have to watch it.
We're here so you can tell us about it. I never even heard about it.
Okay, Canvas is... Okay. I got so excited last night because I actually watched it last night. So,
you said 9 minutes?
It's 9 minutes. It's 9 minutes. So it's 9 minutes of an animated cartoon. It's called Canvas. And I don't want to tell you guys the story because it's only 9 minutes. But what I'm going to say is you will cry. If you have any heart in you, you will totally cry. It's the sweetest thing ever. But it is a short intro to a longer melanated animated film. There is no, I'm going to let you guys know, give you a little piece. They don't speak in this film. It's more visual. Mm-hmm. And it's just beautifully done to see these characters and the way that they've done them and portrayed them. I just want to say to anybody that's watched Canvas, I hope you guys cried like I did. Let me know if you did cry on my live, on the Empower Hours live, on everybody's live, but I cried. And this week I also cleaned out, like G, I clean every day though. They almost call me a clean freak in my place. But I cleaned out, like, I had a cluttery drawer. Does everyone have a cluttery drawer in their house? Like, with full of paper. And I just realized, I was like, oh, there's a paper to renew my Medicare card. Right. Does anybody have that? Do you guys have one of those?
It's a desk.
It's a desk?
I have a drawer, a box.
Okay, you see?
A cupboard. Like, yeah.
Yes, so I cleaned out the clutter because I was like, oh, snap, there's the glasses I was looking for. Like, all kinds of stuff. So that was my week. I watched the movies. I find that, are you guys emotional at movies and things like that? Commercials, shows? Farrell, maybe not you. Gina?
I was going to say.
Gina?
I'm cut from the same cloth. Mm. So.
Really? You guys don't cry at things like that? No, what's the last movie you cried at?
7 Pounds.
Oh, big! Yeah. That's a big one.
Yeah, and the thing is, I had to walk away from the screen.
Okay,
I walked up the steps. I sat down on the steps, and then I just started bawling.
What movie is that?
Seven Pounds with Will Smith.
The Will Smith movie.
It still tells me nothing. Seven Pounds.
Where he ended up donating all his organs to people who needed it, and he basically
Rosario Dawson's in it as well.
And he went into, like, so he had a box jellyfish. Anyways, go
okay,
watch
yeah,
it.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I probably just.
Pete, let me just ask you this broad question. When's the last time you got misty-eyed over a movie, commercial, TV, anything of that nature? I'm not saying cry because I don't know if you have tear ducts, but misty-eyed, felt away. Anything of that nature.
No, but wait, didn't I feel away last week? I felt like that's not what I'm asking you.
It's a different question.
Jingle Jangle gave you happy tears. No,
no, stop it, Gina.
I was trying to help.
It's really bad because
really sitting here thinking nobody can see, but Farrell's here with his hands on his hips like, gee.
No,
when's the last time I...
I know it had to be recently because I feel there was a movie I was just like, ooh, that was deep. But honestly, what is coming to my mind is the movie from back in the day with Macaulay Culkin where he got stung by bees and died.
My girl?
That was like over 20 years ago.
That's all I can remember.
Listen, when I was 7.
Goodness gracious.
Guys, just give me a second, all right? You're catching me off guard. I don't remember my weak moments in my life, okay?
I think I was going through things, too, during 7 Pounds. It was an emotional time.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So sometimes when you're watching things, they resonate. You know what I mean? For me, Canvas, it resonates with me in a very large way because the gentleman's in a wheelchair, unfortunately, and so is my mom. So, and I was watching it.
This is us. I didn't cry, but like every time I had to stop watching, I was like, yo, why are you trying to make man's cry?
This is us is like something else.
Yeah, I've had moments on This Is Us where my throat was tight.
Right?
But I'm sure Farrell hasn't even watched the
movie. I was like, This Is Us.
It's not
ringing a bell now, is it?
Is that Netflix?
It's on Netflix, but it was also on CTV at some point. But then again, you are the person who doesn't watch TV.
No.
Okay. So we can't expect much there. All right, folks.
So anyways, are we going to go right into the headlines? Oh,
yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because.
Can we all say it at the same time?
Hello, hoes.
Hello, hoes.
I'm out the loop.
Come on.
Bonjour, ho.
Oh, is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
First of all, shouldn't we have had to say, like, bonjour, ho? Like, why did we just change it to hello?
Because we're English. Guess what? We anglais up in here. That is why we said it that way.
For the French melanated listeners.
Nothing bonjour, against you guys. Ho. I love you guys very much. But bonjour, ho. That's how it's supposed to sound. On some ridiculousness.
Yeah.
It's entirely ridiculous.
I just find
it super disrespectful. I don't know, on so many levels. Right. You guys don't find it super disrespectful?
But first of all, who's it hurting?
But what's ho so mean in French?
I thought they were doing that because of the season, like ho ho ho, like Christmas.
Is that what it's about?
No idea.
Because I don't quite get it. It doesn't.
It's nonsensical.
Say much to me.
It's nonsensical.
I don't like it. I'm sorry.
You just asked the question. Really, what is ho in French?
Mais oui. Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire?
Is it not
nos écouteurs en français? Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire ho en français, s'il te plaît?
Pour
expliquer, ça veut dire quoi? Parce que Bing, si tu mets ho dans Bing, it says ho in English. Like, it doesn't do much. You know, I did my research, so let's, can we find out what ho means? Please?
Okay, so I've heard so many, like, different reasons why they're, like why they came up with this bonjour whole thing.
Okay, well, what did you hear?
Just to disrespect English people. That was one of the
pretty
things.
Pretty much. That's pretty much. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, that has to be, anyways, whatever.
I just feel like, because there's a certain time where we're like, okay, maybe they didn't know. But then you get to a point where it's like, you did know. That's a pretty low-key diss. Like,
it is, right?
It's low-key, but very blatantly in your face.
Right.
It's kind of like
for all that, just stick to bonjour.
Right, as we've been doing, bonjour, hi. Why did the I turn into an O?
No, but I'm saying just remove. If that's what you want to do, remove. Like for you to change it, it is a straight dig, because then you can just be like we're just calling it bonjour.
Right.
Or like bonjour à matin, something like that. But like to have to be like, no, we're gonna say bonjour ho.
Right. I don't, you know what, guys? I don't understand it. I don't like it. So, yeah.
We're giving it way too much.
Way too much. Let's move on to the next something. Yeah. Something that you guys forgot to mention last week, I'm seeing.
Big shout out to Suski.
Hey.
So, DJ Dirt Works. So last week, so I don't know if you guys have seen, I'll share it on our page as well, but our very own Dirt Works. So, he basically, International Prize of the Year, International Single of the Year. I'm going to try to pull up the track because it's one of my favorites. It's Kanye West. Track that Dirt Work produced. So one of our very own from Montreal, Dirt Work production, he just smashed it. I don't know. Anyways, the track is ill. It's the one that it's that almost gospel tune. Anyways,
just play the song.
Yeah, just play the song because you humming it doesn't give anything to what it is at all. All
right, go ahead.
No melody. No.
What was that? It sounded like you were yawning. We love you.
This morning.
We love you.
Take the vaccine.
Don't stay.
Is that a side effect of the vaccine? Which one did you take? The Pfizer one or the next one? Yo. Like, which one did you do?
Anyways, so can we? I don't want to deep dive too much into vaccine talks.
No, we did that already. Come on. Go.
What's next?
No, but this stuff of vaccine, you guys are okay. I just find it's crazy what's happening in the world. I hear that you could go to Costco, but you can't go down one aisle. You could go down the next aisle.
Yeah, because they're going to start taping off the coffee maker. So if my current rigs, I can't go get one,
are you guys okay with this?
They can only sell essential things. If they're selling anything else, then... I don't know.
I just want to know, are you guys okay with this?
Hell no.
I haven't been okay with this.
No, yeah, never been okay with the fact that you can't buy. They're putting a restriction on what you can buy. Since when?
And they're saying, so liquor and weed and stuff, those are essential services. You guys are okay with this?
You know why they say that, though,
I didn't understand.
It never made sense in the first place. But they're saying, okay, the hospital's already full. They don't want more people in the hospital for suicide and stuff like that. So let them drink and smoke. It's basically what they're saying. And that's why they're doing it.
But let it be known that alcoholism is one, if you're an alcoholic, it's one thing that you can't wean off of.
Right.
Without going to rehab for. It's deadly if you do that.
It is totally. Yeah, exactly. But I don't think they're thinking about it like that. Of course, they're only thinking about it in dollar signs, which sucks. So.
Well, because the government owns the SAQ. That's government.
Lovely. And the weed place, whatever QC blah. Yes.
I'm just concerned on how complacent we are as a people. That's my biggest concern. Biggest concern is just because we're all not okay and we're all just going with it. And
yeah, but I'd rather be here than in the U.S., though. Where there's zero complaint. Like there's full, I can't breathe because I can't wear a mask. And it's just like, you're tripping, though.
No,
because at the end of the day, like, it is propagating. Like, even if we weren't in COVID, at the end of the day, if mans are sick, like they do in Asia, you should wear a mask. Why are you going around?
Why are you going outside? I don't understand.
Yeah, but I definitely don't subscribe to that. Because really, it's just a matter of time till whatever's happening in the U.S. is happening here. So it's not like it's happening there, it's happening there. No, it's just a matter of time.
It is a matter of time. It comes up here.
But it's just, I'm just so shocked. Like, I'm just watching... I think I shared a clip, a screenshot from Service Canada that showed that more people died last year than this year.
I saw you share that. I found that was quite interesting.
And I'm like,
but every year there's a large number of deaths that come out of flus. But like, I mean, we are where we are right now at the end of the day. And I'll say this, though, like nature got to thrive this year.
What?
Like, there was a winner. Nature was it.
I'm telling you.
But.
And maybe that's what it was. Maybe, Gaia needed a moment.
I don't know what you're saying. I still don't understand what you're saying. According to what I've been understood to believe, is that this pandemic is the reason why we can't buy things outside essential services, why we have to wear masks, why all my people's stores are shutting down, why I can't go
small
eat.
Small businesses
is
suffering.
Is because this pandemic is bananas. Okay,
it sure
now,
is.
If you're telling me it's that nuts, but yet less people died this year than last year, then I feel there's a discrepancy. That's like, and the fact that everybody's okay with it, I'm just not okay with that. Okay?
It's not, but it's not about people being okay with it. It's about the circumstances that we're in. We're not sovereign. We all decide to have governments, and that's
right.
Something that we put into place.
Well,
so
okay, don't get me. I won't deep dive, but
I already knew.
But you are, because you just hit it on the head, eh? Because when you do some research, basically, things right now are because we allow them to be. Okay, the government exists. They have the power they have because we give it to them. Okay, so as long as we're conscious of that and we understand that the power is in the people, then okay. But if we have forgotten that fact, which it seems like we have, because now we seem to have really blindly and just, I don't even know what else to say. However, anyways, so we've kind of blindly just given up our powers, our rights, our thing, and we're slowly losing more rights.
So you're saying
day.
Like if we had fought back a hard fight, this would not be happening right now. If we had given a harder fight, like we're not wearing masks, we're not, you think that we would have been in a better position? Or do you think they would have kept jacking up the numbers to make it seem like you need to wear a mask? Because they're always going to want control no matter what we do, right?
Yeah.
They've been already jacking the numbers.
Right? Yeah, of course. We know
because,
the numbers
are. When we got to the point with the mask already, we're already kind of like losing the battle. Because the mask, it's like from when they started the whole hysteria about what's happening. And then, but like, you know, it without any real concrete proof, they're just really throwing out numbers. Like, and we're going with more of what the media says than what actually the stats are saying.
Right.
And that is what's really detrimental to us as a people. So from when we gave up our power to CNN and to, you know, like CTV News, then that's the way basically we start to lose.
Okay. I hear that. I understand your point.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a chicken and an egg thing, because the only reason why CNN and Friends have power is because they have audience. And so if you have to remove the audience for the things that we don't want to hear that we feel are erroneous, and then they're going to come with hard facts or real truths. So, like, that's the chicken and the egg there. But then people rely on the news to get updated.
Of course,
so it's a vicious circle.
Of course. It is a vicious cycle, and it's never going to stop, unfortunately. So, next up, what we got?
Chris Boucher, right?
Hold on.
So Chris Boucher signed, he's a Montrealer, by the way, who was with the Toronto Raptors. He signed a contract, contract with the Toronto Raptors.
Okay.
So that's big. He's had a great career. He has a great career in the NBA, honestly.
He's just signed with the Toronto Raptors?
Is my understanding. That's the...
Goodness.
I'm going to need you to update, because that was your update, son.
Yeah, okay. First of all, I'm multitasking over here. You guys know this already. So, I'm looking at you guys. I thought we were talking about Spike Lee next.
That's not the order in which you put it, but
well,
okay.
All right. So, guys, look, it's just one of these days. Follow the things that are on the list there. Open up the link. See what Greasy. I'm over here doing something else. Can you guys...
Yes. Okay, so Spike Lee.
Spike
Lee
is coming
out
with a new
movie.
Jeez Louise.
My goodness.
So we spoke about this just before being on air. Right. I seen the trailer.
Okay, talk about it.
It's pretty provocative.
Provocative in what sense,
yes,
darling?
Provocative in giving the I had enough point of view of all this police brutality.
Okay.
And if you keep pushing mans to the limits... There's going
so
to be
you're saying if you keep poking the bear, so some in this movie, what you're saying is somebody poked the bear and the bear came out.
Poked the wrong bear.
Okay.
Sure
okay.
Did.
What is it called? This movie, please.
It's called Desire. Wait,
Desire. Can we just tell the folks what it's about? Let's get into it.
I just
it.
Did.
But there should be more about that. So basically, we just say somebody poked the bear. That's. What
oh, sorry,
said.
Not Desire. No, Destiny.
Uh-oh. Okay, Destiny. So let me see. Do we know when it's coming out? Do we know? What's going on?
Okay, clearly Trish didn't do any homework.
No.
Like Trish is acting as if, like,
Trish
she's
did.
Not a, on the show.
I am. Trish is on the show, but Trish had a week.
So she's looking at us like, okay.
I'm like, so what's going on with this? You know, I didn't hear. Farrell, don't be acting like you heard about this movie. We just talked about this. Okay, please. Thank you. please,
so
and thanks.
When I got the video, I got it as Destiny, but the link that was shared is showing it's the new feel called called American Skin. And actually, as I say this, when it was showing, it was called American Skin. So
okay.
We're doing the most this morning.
And this came out December 9th. Okay.
Oh, it came out already, did it?
Okay. And so it stars Nate Parker, Birth of a Nation. Spike Lee's an exclusive executive producer. Ghost, I mean Omari Hardwick, Vanessa Bell Calloway.
Oh, you're saying that the trailer came out
and
on
Shane
night.
Paul. Yeah, that's who's in it. Yeah. That is. Did you watch Power? Do you know who? You know who?
I know who he is. You know I watched Power.
Okay, and
for a season, maybe two, and then I had enough.
You didn't. It didn't hook to you. Didn't stick with you.
No, maybe three seasons, but then it got to the point where I was just like, I can't with these unbelievable plots.
Okay, all right. So you didn't watch. Well, Ghost is in it for all of those Power people who are looking for Ghost and wonder where he is, because unfortunately he died. I'm giving away the spoilers. He's in Spike Lee's new film called American Skin. That's well, where he's at.
Power died too.
Power died as well, because they have the Book of Power, and that is not the greatest thing. All right, so what's next, G? We got...
You're asking me what's next.
And I'm sitting right in front of it, you know. So maybe I should do this. The water future is set to join likes of Golden Oil and trade on Wall Street for the first time ever. So basically, a man holds a glass under a water tap. Future contracts tied to the spot price of water are set to trade on Wall Street for the first time ever this week. The CME Group is launching the contracts linked to the $1.1 billion California spot water market. The water contracts will allow farmers and investors alike to hedge against, or bet on the potential for water scarcity. One high-profile investor that may be investing in the water contracts is Michael Burry of The Big Short. So, that's interesting. Okay.
Water, the fact that it's a trading commodity is
That's what I'm saying. How is water trading anyway? I don't want to start on that.
Yeah,
I don't
let me keep my clean water.
Yeah, okay. Next.
Next up, black geniuses with the highest IQ ever in the world.
I like that. Okay.
Romani Wilfred. Romani has an IQ score of 162, higher than Albert Einstein.
Wow. Okay, that's what's up.
Stephen Hawking. And he's 16 years old.
Whoa.
16.
Wow. Okay.
And
I love
it. His IQ is also higher than Bill Gates. Than Bill Gates was at 10 when he wrote a paper on the philosophy of fairness. So Face-to-Face Africa reports. Second, you have Anala Beavers at just 4 years old.
Anala
Beavers possesses an IQ of over 145. Mm-hmm. She could identify each letter of the alphabet when she was just 10 months old.
What? Wow.
I couldn't even eat on my own.
Yo, she's 4 years old.
Yes, in 2014, when she was 5 years old, Anala could recite the name of every North American state and capital on the map.
Sweet.
I love that melanated excellence.
Yes, and the third one, Alana George. Alana George, IQ is 140, is the youngest member of the Mensa from the United Kingdom. The four-year-old girl has an obsession for words and numbers.
Okay.
The little child who taught herself how to read before starting school prefers reciting the alphabet and timetables than singing nursery rhymes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What were you doing at four, though?
Refusing my peanut butter and jelly sandwich that my dad made me with the wrong jam.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, no, I was had already started three businesses by then.
Okay.
So the all right. So let's transition. So we'll drop a track. So this is the track by our very own Dirtworks. It's a Kanye West track, but basically this is the track that got him all the accolades and awards.
Use this gospel for protection. It's a hard road to heaven. We call on your blessings. In the Father, we put our faith. King of the kingdom,
Our demons are trembling. Holy angels defending. In the Father, we put our faith.
How could he not be the greatest? In my bed undercovers when undercovers had raided. My presence is happy, belated. Fashionably late, I'm just glad that you made it. The best is yet to come, I'm just glad that you waited. They all say they real till it's time to appraise it. I seen them come and go, you only the latest. But who am I to judge? I'm crooked as Vegas.
Use this gospel for protection. It's a hard road to heaven. We call on your blessings. In the Father, we put our faith. King of the kingdom, our demons are trembling. Holy angels defending. In the Father, we put our faith.
A lot of damaged souls, I done damaged those. And in my arrogance, took a camera pose. Caught with a trunk of Barry Manilow. They sing a different tune when the slammer close. From the concrete grew a rose. They give you rave talk, I give you faith talk. Blindfolded on this road, watch me faith walk. Just hold on to your brother when his faith lost.
Love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Big shout out, Dirtworks.
Congratulations.
Congrats on that. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're here.
I think it's time for some affirmations and goals, is what I think it is.
That's what time it is.
It is.
I think we need to do some jingles for this section, too. But anyways, go ahead.
Some jingles. Oh, so you know what I did? Before getting straight into that, Pharaoh.
Yeah.
I watched, did you, well, maybe you didn't, but did you come across Jada's skincare routine?
No, I didn't. I put the link on there. Okay.
You know,
what's
you need
it
to
about?
Share that because, you know, black is beautiful and black don't crack, and Jada represents.
She has beautiful skin. She totally does. Her and her mom. Gammy?
Listen.
Gammy be looking young.
67 year old goals over there. I think she's 76 got abs and everything. Like
she's older. She's, you know, but she don't look it.
Older. She's actually 76 years young.
Gammy looks great.
76 or 67. Okay. Anyways. All that to say, she has this routine that she does every 2-3 months, and it's like a 10-minute routine.
Okay.
And ultimately, like, it's how she takes care of her skin, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that whole routine because I want beautiful skin like hers.
Yes.
But what I wanted to mention to you is because she was using Crayol Essence Face Oil.
Okay.
Which is Haitian Moringa.
Yes.
Mm. And it's a black-owned company. And I went to their site, and on their site, they also have 20 black owner-owned cleaning beauty brands, too.
Yes.
So I wanted
That's
to...
Dope.
Yes. So if I have a whole other goal for you guys, but she does it every 2-3 months, and just from a self-care perspective, if you want to do a nice little face routine, like self-care, both for women and men, men can do it, too.
I don't know why you're looking at me. I'm not doing it.
Yes, you should. Go ahead. I can see the pores from your
Continue.
Jokes. Joking,
Jeff. Continue.
Oh! Changes.
I don't know how these shots are fired for no reason.
Just
go
joking.
Ahead.
So yeah, like I think that was really interesting, and I want to give a shout out to Crayol Essence face oil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's dope. You know, One thing I forgot to laugh about, it's not funny at all, but the other day I fell asleep. Because as you're talking about Jada, my mind started to go into just your Red Table Talk, all kind of stuff I watch on YouTube, all random things. So anyways, the point is, I was watching some random things on TV the other day and I fell asleep. And I wake up and the news is playing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know how to put this, but I don't think the news is good for your health. Okay, that's all
it's
I'm
not.
Gonna say
it's
because
not.
In my something hit my subconscious. I woke up with heart palpitations. I was like, and then just in honestly, it was maybe 5 minutes of watching, not even so much, and I felt terrible.
Okay,
so I'm like, yo, wow, like what? So I took it off right away, and I'm just like scratching my head because I'm like, yo, people like take this in back to back, like half hour after half hour. God forbid you have like some kind of satellite where you're watching every hour.
Hours.
Yeah, 24 hour news, different broadcasters talking the same news back to back. I'm just saying, just public service announcement, turn off the news. Okay, that was my only thing.
Well, then I guess that goes into our affirmation of the week, which is I am free of worry and regret.
Mm-hmm. Hey, talk about it
right in there. Mm-hmm.
So regret keeps us stuck, and forgiveness is about self.
Right.
So you have to forgive yourself and others to be able to move forward.
Amen.
And so forget dwelling on the past. I'm not saying, I don't say forget the past, but forget dwelling in it and living in it and then push forward. Because I actually have my mantra, I have it tattooed, is no fear, no regret.
Mm.
Okay. I like that.
And I'm not saying I go by that day to day. There are things that I'm just a little fearful to do. But if I, at least if you try and do what you want to try and accomplish what you want, at least there's no regret of not trying.
Amen.
True. I like that.
So, you Amen. Know, I am free of worry and regret.
I am free of worry
Freedom
and
is the ultimate,
regret.
You know, it's great.
Free it's like one of those things you want everybody to say after you. Sorry for cutting you, Trish.
Okay.
Everybody who's listening to us right now, just if you could take a moment. Hold on, let me turn this music.
Oh, yeah?
We're taking a moment. We're taking a moment. Taking a moment. Gina, can you repeat the affirmation one more time? And everybody, can you slowly repeat this affirmation because it's a powerful one?
I am free of worry and regret.
I am free of worry and regret. Thanks, Gina. All right, cool.
All right.
Pharaoh took us to church.
He sure did.
It's one of today's worst one of those days, guys.
It's one of those days.
So that also ties into the week's goal. So find your mantra. So like I said, mine is no fear, no regret. Actually, one of mine's, honestly. I have a couple of them, to be honest. And there's another one. I'm going to need you just to turn it just a little
Guys,
down.
I'm DJing over here. You don't want me to DJ?
Stop cutting
while
Gina
this
off
is...
with the music, Matt.
We have DJ Bobby Payne for that, okay?
Jeez Louise.
So, go ahead. Sorry, Lord. Guys. I'm stop wilding out over here. Okay,
disrespect.
Go ahead.
So Jinx Monsoon on Drag Race used to have this thing that she said was water off a duck's back.
Okay.
So whenever she'd get criticism, whenever it was time for them to judge her in her in whatever she was doing, she'd always tell herself like two or three times, water off a duck's back. And, you know, words can be hurtful at the end of the day, but you just got to take it, water off a duck's back.
That's it.
It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them.
The other person. Mm. Exactly. Yeah. That's really, really true.
Another mantra we all must know.
Mm-hmm.
Woosa, where's that from?
That's from Bad Boys.
How come I didn't know that?
We need to sit you down
go
and
ahead.
Watch some movies go and ahead. Get you together. Mine is move forward.
Okay.
I have it tattooed on my arm as well.
See?
So I don't put anything on my arm that I don't mean. But I have move forward and I also have strength as a reminder because I am strong, period. You know what I'm saying? I can get through anything and those two go together. Those are my mantras in life.
Fair, you got a mantra?
Do you have one?
Just laughing at people.
I'm looking at you guys. I'm like, do I even have a mantra?
Oh,
like,
goodness.
What do I say all the time? I don't know, guys. Do I have a mantra, man? Like, in my mind, everything is just positive all the time. I see the glass half full all the time.
Well,
so could that be my mantra?
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Glass is always half full.
Absolutely.
There we go.
Like I said, I have a couple. I got a couple tattoos of that,
I got
too.
A lot, too. So,
I have
yeah.
I only manifest divinity and power to change.
Ooh, power to change. Change is inevitable. You can't you can't really deny or change.
How many
change.
Tattoos do you guys have?
I have four.
11. Mm. Is it 11? I can't remember now.
Somebody's knocking. Trish, you want to grab that?
Sure. So you guys can do y'all thing. Is it closed?
Yeah, it's open.
I don't know. Okay, so yeah.
All good. So just a reminder, you know, we'd love to hear your mantras. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear your affirmations. We'd love to hear if there's some goals that you set for yourself, especially in these times, so that we can share your goals too with the people.
So you guys know the last couple of weeks we've been I've been hitting you guys with the five W's. Oh, sorry, four W's and an H. So last week we spoke, what are we? I asked, what are you? So that's where we address being spiritual beings. Today we're going right up to the top, and it's, who are you? Now, I'm just going to go and we're just going to basically hit it. You're God, okay? Now, what does that really mean, though? What does that mean when I say you are God? The scenario that I like to give, or the example that I like to give, is look at a jug of water, okay? God is that, okay? God is that essence, God the creator. And so, and just so we understand, I'm not saying you are God the creator. I'm saying you are of the same essence. So you look at the jug of water. When you pour that jug of water into a glass, does the content change? Does it change, Gina?
No.
Same content?
Same.
So now, if God, the ultimate creator, is this jug of water, and you are God, a reflection of God in the physical, mm-hmm. wouldn't that give you God essence inside your...
It means you're part of it.
You're definitely part of it. So with that, basically for us to understand, and the reason I think it's important, because again, I feel like we're functioning outside of ourselves. We are functioning as if we are only bodies. And we're completely forgetting our awesome essence. We are made of the same essence as God the Creator. We are actually God the Creator in physical form. If you look back at what religion was trying to tell us, the example of Jesus, Jesus came to be basically God on earth kind of thing. We are really that example. So when they're talking about the end times in the Bible and God and Jesus is going to come back, it is just the age of consciousness, and it is us remembering that we are God. So it's just for us to really know that, live in that, walk in that, and hey, research it. Ask questions, and ask questions of yourself. Take the time to look in the mirror. We discussed this already, but take the time to look in the mirror and get to know you and understand that you are beyond just your physical, that you are very much an awesome being in a physical body.
Well, to that point, as you said, like saying God is a creator and we're part of that. Like we're here to create too. So don't forget to bring out your creativity.
Mm.
Like, that's important. Like creating for the world and other people and for yourself. Like it's very important to your growth, your own growth, and helping other people as well. Like that's what we're here for. We're here to experience this place called life, this place called Earth. Right.
I love that. Thanks, Jenny. Can't skipping ahead because next week we're going to talk about why are you, and I'm going to talk about just that.
That's
okay, yo. It's a prelude. That's okay, yo. That's okay. That's the energy. So you guys know what time it is.
We do indeed.
Welcome to the OFC Business Zone.
Black excellence at its finest.
Black Kemet gods, black Egyptian gods, summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
Oh yeah, so if you have just heard that, you know that it is time for the OFC Business Zone. For those who do not know, the OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Network, where we focus on supporting our community, uniting our community, and economically empowering our community. The Business Zone is where we focus on that melanated excellence.
Speaking of melanated, what are we talking about today?
Yo, so today is a hot topic. Okay, it's not that hot, but it's worth discussing. It's a conversation. So we have my boy Oliver on the line. Hold on, let me try to.
Good morning.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the OFC Business Zone, brother.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Fantastic.
Blessed. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you.
So just let me give a little, just quick context. Okay, so now the OFC this coming weekend, we actually have something going on. It's exclusive to members, members and guests, where we're going to have a discussion about empowering the melanated family. Okay, so that's building family, building within our community. I'm a big, you know, community builder. I'm big on building a nation. And what is a nation? It's basically a bunch of united families, right? So... this to me, it's an important topic, and it came up that we have differences within the community when it has to around the topic of melanated relationships and building the melanated family, and what does that actually mean? And now, So we have one of the brothers that's going to be a part of the discussion this coming weekend. And why I thought it was a huge value to have the brother online on with us this morning is because he has a different perspective that I appreciate, and I wanted to have him on air to discuss it. So, Brother Oliver, so first, before we dive into the hot topic, if you wanted to take a moment just to introduce yourself, would be awesome.
Yes, basically, as you said, my name is Oliver. I'm an everyday regular coach. I'm my own entrepreneur, so I work for myself, and it's just love. I'm just enjoying life right now. So I'm from the South Shore of Montreal.
Woo, South Shore, stand up. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm from South Shore of Montreal, so therefore, that's about it, really. It's just I have a different reality. It's a different environment.
So what has your relationship world been like, if you dive right in?
My relationship life?
Yeah.
Actually, it's been, right now I'm currently dating actually a white woman, and that's why this whole conversation is really interesting to me. I think the whole situation concerning black people, getting involved with black people, yes, I think it's a natural thing, but people got to take in mind also that the environment in which you're growing up in will have an amazing impact on who you choose to be with to a certain extent.
The environment. And if you, so yeah, can you elaborate just a little bit on that?
Well, actually, exactly. If basically like me, I'm on the South Shore of Montreal, where it's predominantly white. So therefore, I have more chances of having acquaintances of people of white color, Asian, Arabs, or whatnot. And it's not a fact, from my point of view, that, for example, I've been dating, I had black girlfriends, of course, and it was actually beautiful relationships. I learned, I grew up so much out of them. Mm-hmm. Our sisters are straightforward, and that's the way I like it.
Right.
So, you know, if I think that you get so much out of it. So that's why me, I'm not in a position where I can say that, sorry for the French term, but there's a parti pris. You take sides more than one. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that, for first thing first, out of the environment, you will actually just be a part of it. So if you're next to Chinese people, more than likely you will end up with a Chinese woman or man. But personally, from my experience with black women, strong people. My mom is the strongest. For example, my mom is the strongest person I ever seen in my life, and mm-hmm. that was my example.
Right.
I can't understand a brother telling me that, oh, I wouldn't date a black woman. To me, that's ridiculous, completely ridiculous. But as for the rest, I mean, it's just individuals. That's the way I see it.
Interesting. Okay, so you're saying so just to reiterate, so basically the angle that you're coming from is just one, the environment definitely contributes to your relationship, to you know who you end up being with, completely
exactly.
Understood. And you're also you see the value in building with your own people, so to speak.
Of course, like every culture does.
Right.
Of course.
But you don't necessarily how do I put it? Like it's, but you're also about live and let live. So it's just like, you know, if you happen to be with a person outside of your race, then it's basically that's just where your heart is. Like
it's to a certain extent where it doesn't matter to a certain extent. That's how you got to see it, too. If somebody, for example, a brother like me chooses to go out with a white girl, basically, it's not, in my opinion, I didn't see the color.
Okay.
I didn't see the color. I didn't really care about none of that. I cared about the person and what the person had to bring for herself.
Sorry, I don't want to highlight something that you mentioned. Is the question of, I think, when we talk about these things, there's two things that we have to look at. It's the self-love and self-hate. So, like you said, the people who are just like, oh, I would never date a black girl, that's self-hate within the community. That's a problem. But when it's a question of who I date does not define who I am,
Exactly.
That's that difference there. So I appreciate that. I wanted to highlight that too.
And also, exactly. Also to your point.
Oh, and that's Brother Tuhi in the house.
So to your point, there's a lot of studies actually, because there's been a lot of cases regarding athletes dating white women instead of black women, where you see the NBA 70% black, NFL 60% black. And it has to do with exposure. If you look at the data, they'll be the first one to tell you. When I was a child, yes. I would date black women all the time, right. Latino, Latinx, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the minute they go to college,
right.
They're exposed to white women left and right. And then next thing you know, you go in the NBA, they go to these fancy parties, you know, and all you see in these parties is cocaine and white women.
Right.
You
know what I mean? Well, to that point, because my brother played,
it's true.
No, but my brother played in Des Moines, in Ames, Iowa. Okay. For Iowa State University.
Look for a black woman there.
The only black people there were the other athletes.
Wow.
Okay. And that was the first time he actually ever in his life dated a white woman. Okay.
Just like that's exactly it. It comes out to the environment. Yeah.
But that to say that too, I used to have that same mentality of like, oh, all athletes and black athletes and actors, all that, they date white women. But that's a bit of propaganda, because then there was a whole thread that came out. I was just like, nah, I'm an athlete. My wife is black.
You're right.
No, but overall, it's true, though.
Can I say something about that, actually?
He's like, overall,
yes. Let me hear Oliver.
You know, and this is one of the other topics I like to get into. We look up to a lot of athletes and whatnot, movie stars and whatnot. Yeah. I mean, like, God bless him. Denzel is the man, you know what I mean? Like, but I can't take this example just for what it is like this, because there's so many great black people. I mean, lawyers, doctors, and they are with other black people.
Right.
You know, I mean, but I'm just saying that these guys are the most, to me, from my point of view, are the most important people on this earth. I mean, I don't really, no disrespect to anybody, I don't really care about a movie star, except, you know what, act your movie so I can laugh and let's move on to the next. I care about who's my doctor. Right. I care about who's my lawyer. Right. And we have great black people concerned. And for example, I can take my sister and her husband.
Shout out to your sister.
It's my sister's Haitian and her husband is from Africa, Burkina Faso. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are just beautiful to look at. And they're successful in a whole nother level in life. And I mean, that's who I'm looking up to. So I don't know really if when you get a certain amount of success in life, you really go for another culture. But I'm for examples that I have around me, it does not apply. That's why I'm so objective about it. And I'm looking at this, I'm like, but I don't understand how can people
say
that.
But see, brother, that's it. I don't think that it's, I don't think these people get successful and then they look for white women. That's kind of like this. That's what rhetoric. The studies exactly.
Right.
That's when people speak like this, it is actually dangerously dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think that you have to put yourself in the shoes of a young black kid from Chicago that plays basketball all his life, probably never had intercourse, and then gets to university, and the first time he meets women in his life or has any kind of like sexual interaction, he has it with white woman.
Right.
The next thing you know, he makes the NBA. So it's not so much. I love what you said earlier. It's your environment. And then to that point, you should never apologize for who you love anyways. At the end of the day, I agree with Sister Queen Gina. She said, the problem is when people say, I don't date this race because. That's a problem.
But if you
fall in love with a white woman, blue woman, yellow woman, let me tell you something. If we had this kind of idea where we should segregate our love, imagine that. There would be no Bob Marley. There would be no Barack Obama. Right. There would be no, just in Montreal, there would be no Emilie Nicolas, Ballarama. I wouldn't be alive. Gina would, like,
my mom wouldn't be alive.
There's a lot of people that, so wouldn't, I mean, come on now. Let's be real here.
So I'm appreciating this conversation, because the point that we like to make is to understand the balance and understand the contrast. Obviously, within the OFC, we promote basically melanated excellence, right? So we put our people at the forefront, and we do educate the value of coming together within your culture, because you mentioned the culture, and it's primarily for that aspect, because just from our experience and what we've seen, there has been there's cultural differences that sometimes they're so vast that it does create a rift in the relationship once it gets to a certain point. And then what happens is the children are usually victims of this rift, 100%. Right? So we have to keep things into perspective, and we like to keep it 100, right? So we usually do encourage that within the network, that we do build within our people just because we want that, right?
Exactly.
But we're not trying to prevent people from falling in love and building. And what we're trying to prevent is that animosity that develops between our people, because right now what happens, unfortunately, is that when a melanated brother or sister sees a biracial relationship, there's a certain that they feel. And that's what we're trying to alleviate, that that people feel, just understanding, just to put, you know, just because it's all about love. It's about building as a people, right? And understanding other people's perspectives.
But I mean, there's two sides. I mean, and the brothers that are saying that they want to actually mingle with any sisters or whatnot, from my point of view, and I don't mean to be disrespectful in any type of way, I think they're just weak. They don't know themselves.
Facts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, but to that point.
You know.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
But to that point, before talking about melanated relationships, we have to talk about the healing. Mm. Because you have that. So the whole idea of the black man who says, I won't date black women because of this idealistic of, like, I want mixed kids, XYZ, blah, 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 and all that.
Definitely.
There's healing that needs to be there. And there's also healing, and this is going to be unpopular beliefs, but there's also the healing for the black man who's like, oh, I only date black women, but they're totally toxic. And I kind of want to be like, yo, we, the black women, have gone through enough. Actually, can you stop dating us?
Oh, shoot.
Right, because we don't need to go through the toxic.
It's true.
Yeah. Wow.
Like,
it's true.
I need you to go talk to somebody, fix yourself, leave us alone.
Mm. And learn some things, you know, please, before you come over here.
And, you know, that's it. They tend to be a little no-tep with it.
And in all fairness, too, I know a couple of sisters in Queens that are like, I will not date. Like, I know some sisters that have told me that. Like, oh, I want my baby to have this kind of hair. And I'm like,
wow.
It's healing all around.
Yeah.
Healing, but I'll say
of
this.
Course. Generational trauma.
I have the rhetoric of saying, like, I always said, like, I think for black women, and I'm generalizing, I've only been in a relationship with black men, period.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know what? I can't. But I feel like that there, and this is because I'm coming from a black woman's point of view, mm-hmm. is that black women have been supporting their black men more than the other way around. Mm-hmm. And at this point in time now, because we're not getting, because it's not reciprocated,
that's right.
we're looking outside.
Yeah. Agreed on the woman.
Well, as a black man, I feel there's enough brothers supporting Queens, but I do understand it could be more. We could be doing better.
Yeah, there could be more. Absolutely.
There's also a raging war on black men that's been happening.